Janet Atkinson here with you, and we catch up with a former FFA member, Derek Klingenberg, who certainly made a name for himself in the world of YouTube and online videos. And through his online work, he's well known for his advocacy for agriculture and the farming lifestyle. Derek, we appreciate you joining us today. How are things going?
I'm doing great.
Well, tell us a little bit about where you're from and how you were introduced to FFA and, of course, how you got into the program.
I live on the western edge of the Flint Hills in Kansas, about an hour north of Wichita, and I'm a third-generation farmer. I know my dad was in the FFA at Peabody, and I'm not sure if my grandpa was, but I don't know. I've always been interested in being a part of the FFA, and I really got involved in the FFA band at the state and national level, and that was a great experience.
Now, you mentioned you're a third-generation farmer, and that farm originally founded by your grandfather who immigrated here. Tell us a little bit about that, because I understand it's rather interesting.
Yeah, he came over when he was 9 with his parents and two other brothers from West Prussia, and then they settled here, and they would work for other farmers, and eventually he married my grandma in, I think, 1935. They came over in 1923. So then when he got married, then he got an 80 of land from her father, and then that allowed him to start farming.
Now, you mentioned your time in the FFA band. Are there any other particular activities that really stand out from your time in the organization?
Yeah, I just remember, just how friendly everybody was, how just random people would want to come up and talk. And I just thought that was really neat. I don't know, just been living in small town, and then to be able to break out and meet all these kids from all over the country, that was really exciting to me. And I was also impressed by the speakers. They always mentioned how being part of the church was very important to them. And it was also important to me, so I really liked that.
Well, Derek, I understand that you and your brothers formed a bluegrass band called the Possum Boys. Tell us a little bit about that and some of your other musical talents and involvements.
Yeah, so a few years after college, we started a bluegrass group called the Possum Boys, and it was me and my two brothers, another guy and another gal. And so we started performing around here and got pretty popular in the area, and I also started writing funny farm songs for the group. And then we disbanded after, I think, 3 years. I was pretty upset about it, so I went out and bought a video camera and editing software, and I started making music videos of the original songs that I wrote. So one thing just leads to another, and my videos are always centered around farm because that's just who I am and I love it. And I started getting different companies coming to me to make videos for them. And then eventually I decided I wanted to focus on YouTube a little more. And so I started making parodies.
What does the farmer say?
Corn, 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 corn.
Corn, 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 corn.
Corn, 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 corn.
What does the farmer say?
All these people started following me on Twitter called Agbikits. They were advocates for agriculture. And I always thought we needed something like that, and I didn't realize that was out there. And then I noticed that I was an advocate, and so I was really excited to be doing the creative side that I needed to do. And at the same time, I was able to help the ag industry out and bring better PR to the consumers.
Now, we mentioned those YouTube videos. One viewer wrote, "I would like to point out that I have a newfound respect for farmers. I had no idea how much they actually did. This was more educational and fun than any documentary I've watched." So when you hear folks say that or read the thoughts that people share with you regarding your videos, how does that make you feel and know that you've had an impact on these people and their impression toward agriculture?
Oh, yeah, that's really exciting to me because there's just so much negativity out there with the media. And it's like you got to get their attention and realize that it's not what it looks like on the news. And maybe this person will start becoming more, they'll try to educate themselves more about what's really going on out here. I know we have a lot of people come out, either they sense the videos or we always have family reunions, and there's a lot of city folk in our family gatherings that come out, and it's really good to just walk around the farm and explain things to them, because otherwise it doesn't really make sense.
Well, addressing that need to communicate with our consumers, you've gained a lot of fame through your use of social media, but you say that a lot of farmers are a little hesitant about stepping into that world of technology.
Well, I feel like I'm still learning. I'm not completely sure if all this social media and blogs is getting out to the public. Maybe it is in a little bit. I'm not sure if someone that has not been on a farm can actually just go and read a blog and understand what's going on. And it's just kind of weird. I know my dad has a problem with, you know, who's seeing all this information. And to be quite honest, I think just having people over for Sunday dinner and giving them a tour of your farm's the best way to do it, just being able to see them in person. But I feel like I'm still learning this whole social media thing. It is a good way to not have to leave your farm, and it's available if someone does want to learn about it.
I understand that you recently performed at the National Junior Angus Show in Indianapolis. How was that experience?
Yeah, I performed some of my videos, and then they play on the big screen while I'm singing so people can watch. And I was absolutely terrified right before I went in, because I've always performed with a group, so the whole idea that I'm by myself just scares me. But it went really well, and everybody enjoyed it, and I just had a blast. I went and signed autographs later for all the kids, and then they let me go play with them because they had all these, you know, inflatable stuff. And so that was really fun because I like playing around.
Well, Derek, do you have any suggestions or thoughts that you'd like to pass along to FFA students, how they could maybe get the most out of their experience?
I would tell them to go meet as many other kids in FFA as possible when they go to different contests or convention. That's what I enjoyed the most. It's just neat to see how there's other people like you around the U.S.
Now, if folks would like to visit your online videos and see some of these parodies you put together, how could they do so?
Yeah, you can Google Farmer Derek Klingenberg, and then at the end of my videos, or at the bottom of the video, I have like the address you can look for my Facebook, Klingenberg Farm Studios, and then my Twitter is Derek Klingenberg.
Now, speaking of those videos, and before we let you go, is there one that was maybe the most fun for you to tackle?
I still like my original Bumblebees in the Hay because it's just really funny.
Bumblebees in the hay.
Bumblebees flying low and after me. The sound grows loud and clear. I wish I was not here.
It's really cool because I wrote the song and then 4 years later, I did the video, and it's just the way everything matched up with my brother being the bumblebee and his bass lines.
Well, Derek, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, we've been talking with Derek Klingenberg. He is a former FFA member and tackling the world of social media and agriculture advocacy through those online resources. We appreciate him taking the time.